Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1392, slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Pencil factory. She never heard any employee, male or female, say that defendant was a man of bad character and had never seen any wrongdoing on his part. Defendant shows that at the trial, the Solicitor General put several witnesses on the stand who testified to the bad character of the defendant and further certified that the defendant knew Mary Fagan. The Solicitor General proved by the said Dewey Howell that she had worked at the pencil factory 4 months and had seen the defendant talk to Mary Fagan 2 or 3 times a day in the metal department and had seen him hold his hand on her shoulder and that he called her Mary and would stand pretty close to her. Frank had stated before the trial, such statement being in evidence, and again on the trial, that he did not know Mary Fagan by name. This little girl, Dewey Howell, was trained, as she now swears, to say that Frank must have known Mary's name, since he called her Mary, and was further trained falsely to say that she saw Frank with his hands on Mary Fagan. Dewey Howell's testimony was very hurtful to Frank, and must have influenced the jury in their finding, especially for the reason that the state insisted that Frank was seeking to be familiar with Mary Fagan and killed her because she resisted said familiarity. Defendant here and now offers to amend and prove to the court all the facts herein set forth, and swears to the existence of these facts as the truth, and asks the court to investigate them in this extraordinary motion. The defendant further submits that the discovery of the foregoing facts is material, and that it is such an extraordinary state of facts as would probably produce a different result on another trial, and that said facts were unknown to the defendant and his counsel, and it was impossible to have ascertained the same by the exercise of proper diligence. The fact that said Dewey Howell was in possession of the facts hereinafter set forth was unknown to the defendant and his counsel until after the motion for new trial had been heard and passed on. 9. Defendant further shows that he should be granted a new trial upon the newly discovered evidence of Miss Ruth Robertson.